Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks so much for all the patrons of the Pray Every Day podcast. I'm so grateful for you. This helps me to basically engineer this with William and with Kristen, and so thank you so much for doing that. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon, it's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels you can support the podcast at. At the $10 level, you receive a free digital painting from me, and these are paintings that end up going into my Etsy shop for pay. So they are a value, and then at the $25 level, you get a free podcast that only goes to you and the handful of people who support the Pray Every Day podcast at that level. So thanks so much in advance for doing that. And thank you. If you're a patron of the Pray Every Day show, I am grateful. Today we are in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37 in the ESV. This is what it says. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands and houses sold them and bought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each as any had need. Thus, Joseph, who is also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know what's coming next in the next story, and this is such a beautiful setup for what's going to be happening when I read tomorrow. So thank you for just... An aside, thank you for being an amazing storyteller. Through scripture, you see so many powerful stories that stick with us and stick to our ribs and stick to our hearts. And Lord, there may be times where we might forget the verses that we memorized, but we will always remember the stories of the Old and the New Testament. So thank you. And we thank you, Jesus, for when you walked this earth, you told stories, and I just learned so much better through stories. So thank you for that. Again, we see, Lord Jesus, how one people were. And Lord, I pray for our fractured church today all over the world, that we would be one, that we would not bite and devour one another, lest we be consumed by one another, but we would find common ground in the worshiping of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, would you show us if there is someone in our midst who has a need today, so that we can meet that pressing need with joy. Show us if there's perhaps there's something inside of us, maybe we have a need, but we're reluctant to share it or pride is in the way. Lord, would you convict us if we need to share a need with someone else? And that's a humbling thing to do, Lord. That's next level discipleship right there. Lord, thank you for the great power that the apostles were seeing and the testimony of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Other places in scripture talks about I believe it's in 2 Corinthians, that if the resurrection did not, no, 1 Corinthians 15, if the resurrection did not happen, then we're a bunch of fools. And that is so true, because you conquered death, and that sacrifice lasts forever because it's alive, which is so amazing. Lord, I pray for my friend today who may feel like they're one of those people in the New Testament, in this story, who is needy. Sometimes we find ourselves in the middle of the story and they have a need, a physical need, a financial need, a healing need, an emotional need, a whatever it is, Lord. I pray right now in the quietness of this space where I'm praying that you would meet that pressing need, that you would hearken another believer to be a part of the solution. Lord, we need each other. We don't live independently, although in this nation that I live in, we're very independent. Lord, help us to learn what it means to be your body, to be interdependent, not codependent, but just interdependent, to be aware of other people's needs and also to be willing to share our own. Lord, help us to live a life of sacrifice. Teach us what it means to die to ourselves and live for you. And Lord, no sacrifice is too great because you gave the ultimate sacrifice. Help us to live in light of that today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you and I'm grateful for you. For those of you who are just discouraged today, I just want to encourage you that God is there. He sees you and he loves you. And I know that there's times where the silence of God can be deafening, but he is well aware of you and your needs, and he is watching over you. He rejoices over you with singing. Please rest in that truth today.